Live from RKGGF Studios here in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday morning. So many Thursdays, we check in with the Coffeyville Public Library as we are today as Rachel Rose again joins us in studio. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you in the last couple of weeks. I know we had Easter since the last time I saw you. Man, I can't believe April and May are basically gone. So how's the last month been for you?
It's been pretty hectic for me. I plan all the teen and adult programs, mm-hmm. and so since we're getting ready for summer reading, it's I don't know, for me personally it's been a madhouse, but it has been pretty slow at the library, and it tends to be around this time because you have a lot of get-togethers with graduations.
Absolutely.
And everything, so that kind of balances out. I was like, okay, library can take care of itself. I can make sure that everything's ready for summer.
Absolutely. So. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. How are you guys, not only yourself, but all the staff at the library right now, are you guys doing anything different for when the summertime comes out? Are you guys bringing out new books, new shelving, or what kind of is, what's kind of in play right now for the summertime?
Yeah, I know that we got a big shipment of new books because, I mean, summer reading, it is to promote reading, and so we wanted to make sure we had a nice supply of new titles so that's good. I know that our children's librarian, she's working hard to make sure that her programs are in order. I know her schedule, our schedule of planned events are kind of, it's like week by week,
mm-hmm.
But we do have a schedule both online and you can get a paper copy at the library too.
Very cool. So it seems like you guys are hard at work right now, kind of preparing for things like that. And also, it sounds like you're going to be downtown during the 150th anniversary celebration. Is that kind of to same promotional kind of idea?
Yeah,
bring some books down, or what are you guys going to be down there
with? Will be bringing the schedules for summer reading down, but we're also going to have a little bit of an exhibit to showcase some of the historical records that we have. We house a lot of history regarding Montgomery County and specifically Coffeyville, and so we wanted to show, you know, we have more than just books. We have more than just DVDs and audiobooks. We have technology for people to use if they don't have internet themselves or computers themselves. We also have genealogy research that they can utilize as well.
Well, and I like your approach to it because, you know, it is the celebration of 150 years of Coffeyville. And
yes.
You've got documents, you've got books, you've got, you know, even just pieces of paper.
Of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
all sorts
I haven't
of
even
it.
Gone, I've been here for 3 years and I haven't even gone through the whole stash of history that we have.
I think a lot of people who may or may not have seen those at one point but have lived here for the majority of their lives, I bet you that will be a very nostalgic moment to come by the booth. Do you guys know where you're set up or anything, or has that even been established at this point
yet? I got an email from the chamber saying it is kind of a first come, first serve, so just look for us. We'll make sure to have a banner.
I'm going to have to come by because I've really been interested. My family was out here just recently for my girlfriend's graduation at CCC, mm-hmm. and they're like, what should we do? And I was like, you know, I haven't taken some time to go around Coffeyville and see what it is. So I took my parents around, and we got to see a little bit of it. Got to do the Brown Mansion, the Aviation Museum. I didn't get to get into the Midland, unfortunately. We didn't do the Dalton Museum, so I need to do that. Yeah. But there is a lot of history behind here, and it's crazy that the there's a lot of documents within the library that hold a lot of history.
Yeah, and I actually recently found a bunch of old photographs of old buildings and old houses that I think they no longer stand. They were along old Willow Street, the very old houses that I guess between the 1990s and now they were torn down.
Wow. That's, again, for individuals that have lived here for decades on decades, generations
they
on generations,
you know,
they might remember those. A very nostalgic thing to bring. So I'm very excited. I will definitely keep looking out for you guys. Again, June 1st is the 150th anniversary celebration in downtown. Wait, downtown you're setting up, though, at least? They're not going to put you off on like a little area?
Yeah. Okay. Somewhere downtown.
Somewhere in downtown with that. So they're finishing up prep for summer as well as summer reading. So let's kind of get right into summer reading here. I know you guys usually have some sort of kickoff, and then also for students and parents that, we did this last year, but maybe they don't have all that information. Kind of explain what summer reading is.
Well, so summer reading is the library's effort to make sure that kids are not losing what they've learned throughout this last year. A lot of kids, when they're out of school, they don't read at all or they read sporadically. And that studies have shown that that can cause their reading comprehension and after a while, it will make them fall behind. Mm-hmm. And this is an effort to try to stop that. I was always raised on the, you know, you need structure as well. I didn't go to public school. So we had school all year round.
Yeah.
And her philosophy was, well, when you go to work, you're not going to have, you know, 2 months off.
Yeah.
You have to be there every single day. So that's why we like to schedule events during the summer as well. That way they still have a little bit of that structure.
Good.
It's much looser than, you know, having to go to school all day, every day. But it's it gives a little bit of structure.
Well, and, you know, you made a good point. You know, maybe they don't pick up a book, but what they certainly do pick up is their cell phones. And Twitter
yes.
and Facebook is probably not the best vocabulary. It's probably
no.
not the best English. It's
I feel like their, vocabulary kind of declines when that, because you have to
I agree.
Do stuff.
Especially
you have to
with
write
Twitter.
Stuff out with just however so many characters.
Yeah, Twitter, you only get like 140 characters, so you have to abbreviate. You have to do some things like that. So they may do some reading, but it's certainly reading their phone screen instead of an actual book or a text. Or I've learned even going online and reading an article
mm-hmm.
will really help out as well, finding something
and,
like
and
that.
And it's not just, you know, they don't have to read as well. They can listen to audiobooks. That helps with your comprehension just as much as reading it. The text.
Huh, man, you see, and that's, again, that's something that kind of flew over my head and probably most as well. And it's like, oh, I have to read this in order to understand it. But then you think back to, you know, your childhood days and mom or dad's reading you a story.
Yes.
I remember those stories vividly, you know,
yes.
so you can have it spoken to you. You can have it listened to and still pick it up.
And that's one of the earliest forms of communication was the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the places where we're first learning how to communicate with each other.
Absolutely. So avoid the summer slide with the summer reading program. How can, whether it's parents or kids, how can either of them get the kids involved or how can the kids get over there for summer reading?
Well, on June 6th at 1 p.m., it's a Thursday, we will be having our kickoff party where they can come and sign up. They can set reading goals. And we have reading goals... we have stuff planned for all ages. It's not just kids that can participate. Teens and adults can participate as well.
Nice. Nice. So lots going on, the kickoff party, and then at the party you just kind of sign up, and then what was it last year? It was like you tracked how many books that you read, right? Or what?
Yeah. So kids, they can track how many books they're going to read. I think if they read 25 or if they read for 10 hours, they receive a free book. I know with teens and adults, I'm doing a little punch card system, and if they read 10 books, they will receive a prize.
Ooh!
So it's a little bit easier, but teen and adult books are much longer than kid books.
I'll tell you what, the library is going to get you in there. They got you incentives, they got good books, they
mm-hmm.
got fun programs going on throughout the year, and again, it's so beneficial. I was always fortunate to be a very, very good reader. But I didn't like to do it. And now that I'm in radio, I am forced to do it, and I'm really starting to gain an appreciation and how much easier it really does to communicate, not only with people over the air, but also with other individuals. You know, it's an incredible skill to have and to teach on to our young kids as well.
And when I went to school for libraries, somebody said that everybody actually does like to read. They just need to find something that they're interested in.
Absolutely. So. There you go. That's a great way to put it, because I started reading a couple of different books and then read it top to bottom, you know? Yeah. And then there's some books where it's just...
And of course, I
was the stubborn kid in high school where it's like, oh, geez, I'm here in class, whatever, and the teacher hands you a book and it's like... I might read this, not. I was that kid in high school, unfortunately. But hey, I got out. I got into college, and mm-hmm. I've never looked back. I will never do that again. It was a very negative aspect, but I you can appreciate here, even in these smaller towns, that there's efforts being made that those kids can avoid that, because I have felt the summer slide before. Mm-hmm. In fact, I intentionally put myself in the summer slide many times, so yeah. great opportunities. So, Rachel, before we lose you here, tell me a little bit about some maybe other events that our listeners might be able to knock down on their calendars, maybe if it's June, July, wherever, but anything down in the summertime that our listeners can throw on their calendars?
Well, I know in June 14th and 15th, we are having an escape room. So it's not reading-based, but it is
team-based, yeah.
Team-building theme, fun. So the 14th and 15th, they can sign up to do that. I know we have several storytellers coming in July. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head, but I know we have them listed. We've got Brian, he's a champion juggler from Kansas City. I think he's come down here for Humanities a few times.
Yeah. That's going to be impressive.
Juggler. Yeah, so he's the featured storyteller for the Southeast Kansas region this year. And then we've also got someone coming from Topeka from Humanities. Her name is Priscilla Howe, and she gave us a discount to do two performances. Hmm. One is a Galaxy of Giggles. It'll be for little kids. I think that's July 10th. Yeah. I think it's a Wednesday. Actually, don't quote me on that. But so she has that for kids, and then that same day in the evening is Grimm for Grown-Ups. So it's a more adult program talking about the Grimm fairy tales, because they are kind of dark. So
it's in the name, right? Gets
yes.
a little grim.
Yes.
Gets a little grim
yes.
on us. So yes. Again, speaking with Rachel Rose out of the Coffeyville Public Library. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us here on this Thursday. Any final notes you'd want to get out to our listeners before we leave you?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, hey, we'll just check in with you next month. Thank you so much. And again, we appreciate everything that the Coffeyville Public Library does for us and everyone in the community.
Thank you for having me.
It's a Mighty 690 KGGF.